السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم، ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، اور رسپیکٹڈ برادرز اور سسٹرز آف دا مدرسہ اینڈ دوز لسننگ اور ریسیورز، وی کنٹینیو ود اے لٹل بٹ آف ایکسپلینیشن آف دس ورس آف دا قرآن شریف which is very very relevant to each and every one of us. Which verse of the Quran Sharif is not relevant? Each and every verse of the Quran Sharif is relevant. Whether those ayat and verses discuss the kuffar and the mushrikeen of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or whether they discuss the munafiqeen, or whether they discuss the yahood and the nasara, whatever the Quran Sharif discusses, there is great lesson in there for every believer and for every person till the day of Qiyamah. Does not mean that because we are not of those kuffar or mushrikeen or yahood and nasara and munafiqeen, so therefore these ayat must be now taken out of the Quran Sharif, or they must not be recited by the believers. The Quran Sharif is hudal lil muttaqeen, but how will we become muttaqeen? Will become of the pious and the righteous if we have to bring into our life the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So when the, for example, the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for those who rejected belief in Him, in the Anbiya, in the teachings of the Prophets. So now we must not say that was for them. It means that we must not do those things that they did. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses the munafiqeen, and so many ayat of the Quran Sharif discusses the hypocrites, so what it means is that we should not have in our life the traits and the characteristics of those who were munafiqs. We should distance ourselves from such kind of actions and deeds. And then of course there are ayat of the Quran Sharif which deal with the believers, what they should be doing: salat, zakat, fasting, hajj, and so many other things. So all ayat of the Quran Sharif are relevant. But looking at our weakness, this ayat of the Quran Sharif, on the one hand, it gives us a lot of warning, and on the other hand, it gives us a lot of hope. Both things are in this ayat of the Quran Sharif. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. We have discussed this to some extent, that they have done injustice to somebody else or committed some open sin that is obscene, shameless, indecent. But generally the meaning that is given is that fahisha here means when the person has done injustice to somebody else, he has harmed somebody else. And zalamu anfusahum, the person has committed some sin, some guna, some sin, where he has done injustice upon himself. Because when we are committing sins, we are doing injustice to ourselves. So then what do they do? Zakarullah. And I've explained this in some detail. What does it mean? Not they just make tasbih, make subhanallah, alhamdulillah. That is also remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And through that also some sins do get wiped out. But in reality the meaning is that these people, they recall Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azmat, Allah ta'ala's grandeur, Allah ta'ala's greatness. And they start making istighfar. They think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's orders. And they make istighfar. Toyota Tez BXY375. Please remove your car. Blue Toyota Tez. They think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's prohibitions and they stay away. They think of presentation on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, standing before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and accounting for deeds and actions. So straight away they start getting down to istighfar and tawbah. Nadamat, shame overcomes them. They think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's jamal, His beauty, and they become ashamed that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beauty is so much. Why should I have my gaze on other beauties? They think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's zat-e-muqaddasa. They think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azmat and they stay away. So these are things that they do. But now we proceed a little further from there. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. So this is the important thing, that all of us are in this category, that we commit some kind of the sin of or the other. But then, most of us, we remain persistent on those sins. That is a very great and a major weakness in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam today, that there's persistence on sins. Accidental sins is a different thing altogether, as you have heard many, many times. But here there's persistence. The person who is hooked on some kind of sin, then he just does not want to give it up. There is some lip service, tawbah. But there is no sincere intention of giving up that sin. If he's got an illicit beloved, then the number, the telephone numbers of that illicit beloved remains on his cell phone or in his diary, and the person continues to communicate even whilst he is sitting in that majlis of tawbah, or he is making tawbah and istighfar after namaz. His plan is to meet her immediately after the namaz. Or the person's plan is to go to the disco, to the cinema, or to the rave club after the salat, after which he was making tawbah and istighfar. He was saying, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Oh, he was saying, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni. Now all those things he was saying, but at that moment also he had that clear-cut intention that after this namaz, when I go outside, I'm going to do the same thing. Now that is not tawbah. So therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They make sincere tawbah from their sins. And this is where I say that it is very, very relevant to us, because if we are not in that category that does ibadah, zikr, tilawat and stays away from haram all the time, they stay far, far away from haram, irrespective of what pain comes on their heart, to distance themselves, if we are not in that category, then at least be in this category, that accidental sins, and make plenty of tawbah and istighfar. Have no intention of returning to that sin again. And it is not for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's benefit, it will be for our own benefit. Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, somebody came and told him that there's no rain in our side. He said, make istighfar. Then somebody else came and said that there's plenty of there's drought and famine. He said, make istighfar. Somebody said, there's poverty. I'm suffering from poverty. Plenty of deaths in qaraz and all kinds of difficulties. He said, make istighfar. Somebody came and said that I don't have children. So he said, make istighfar. So he said, surprising. Don't you have any other prescription besides one? Anybody comes just one thing and the same thing. For all kinds of problems, there's only one prescription that you have, istighfar. So he said, didn't you read the ayat of the Quran Sharif in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says about Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, قُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. How many things Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised them. Whether it is rain, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, istighfar. No children, yumdidkum bi amwalin wa baneen. Wealth, children, everything is istighfar. You want gardens, istighfar. Everything is istighfar. So what does that mean? It means a turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, make ruju towards Him, seek from Him, beg of Him, ask for forgiveness of sins, and He will solve your problems. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Now this ayat of the Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan, every bayan, every waz, you listen to it. But we leave it for Ramadan only. Whereas it is for all times. The person who will develop taqwa in his life, he will adopt taqwa. And taqwa does not mean that the person will read 100,000 times some tasbih, or the person will read tahajjud all his life, or the person will make nafil salat, thousands of rakats. That is not taqwa. Taqwa is that the person will restrain himself from those things that are haram, those things that are displeasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When he's going to do that, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will definitely, most certainly find a way out for him in his problems. Allah Ta'ala will find a way out. The person hasn't got a job, he's unemployed, and he develops taqwa, and he begs Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, makes a lot of tawbah, istighfar. There's a person whilst walking the street, he may just find somebody. Or in the masjid, he'll find somebody. By what you're doing, say, unemployed for recently, we're retrenched. What business were you in, or what work were you doing? Right, come with me, I've got some job for you. How many people? Plenty of istighfar and tawbah. Allah Ta'ala will find a way out. Or whilst he is sleeping, whilst lying down and thinking, now what must I do, I'm unemployed, Allah Ta'ala will inspire him that this is the direction that you must go. Other problems also, Allah Ta'ala will find a way out for him. Does not mean that problems will not come, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make it easy to overcome those problems. And Allah Ta'ala will provide for the person risk and sustenance from sources that are least expected. Unknown sources. Ghaibi sources. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the Razzaq. And His treasures of risk are unlimited. So He is the one that will then provide from sources unknown to this person. Now exactly the same promise Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes. In the Hadith Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, man lazim al istighfar. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِن كُلِّ دِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. In that hadith sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the same thing, that the person who will make istighfar in abundance, plenty of istighfar, sincere tawbah, that means at the time that he is making tawbah, he has got no intention of returning to those sins. It's not that he has got all plans of returning to those sins. He's got no intention. Then again, accidentally he fell into that sin is a different thing, but he has no intention. So now when this person is going to make sincere tawbah, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the person who has made plenty of tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will find a way out for him in his tightness, in his difficulties, in his hardships and problems. Allah Ta'ala will find a way out. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will provide for him from sources that are unknown to him. Min haythu la yahtasib. Allah Ta'ala will remove his hum. And what does hum mean? Hum is gham, or a kind of grief and sorrow and pain that dissolves the person. Like how sugar or salt dissolves in water, there are some kinds of grief and sorrow that come upon a person that almost dissolves him. That means it's so painful, it is so difficult to bear that. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will even remove that kind of gham from him on istighfar. So we are not of those very pious category, those people who are Allah Allahs and great Waliullahs, and they restrain themselves totally from all kinds of haram. We are not in that category. We should not even consider ourselves as the dust on their shoes. There are so many Allah Allahs there, we have to look at their piety. Then we just wonder where we are. So nevertheless, we are not in that category. So therefore what we should do is adopt these means that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling. In one hadith, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he says, Kana fil ardi amanani min azabillah. On the earth, there are two things for aman and for safety and protection from the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Kana fil ardi amanani min azabillah. Two things, two protections from the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on this earth. There are two protections. فَرُفِيَ أَحَدُهُمَا. One of it Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala raised up. دُونَ الْآخِرِ. But the second one is still existing. So he says, with regards to this, فَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهِمَا. He says, hold fast to it. As for the one who has been raised up, فَأَمَّا الْمَرْفُوءُ فَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a means of protection from the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whilst he was on the surface of this earth, there was protection from the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not wipe out the entire ummah. In the past, that is what happened, that when those nations disobeyed, they rejected the prophets, the messengers, and those anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam got sick and tired of them, and they knew that these people will never change. They've done everything that they could have done. Then they made dua and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed the whole nation. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, azab did come upon the kuffar, upon the mushrikeen in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Uhud and many other places. But we did not get a complete wiping out of the entire nation. Even the Muslims, the believers, it is because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept them. Some azab comes here and there, but all don't get wiped out. So there is an explanation to that, but nevertheless he says there were two things. One is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's wujud-e-mubarak, his existence, whilst he was on the surface. We believe in hayatun Nabi, but then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away from the surface of the earth. So he says that was one of the ways of aman from the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the other one, he says, which is still existing, is istighfar. Istighfar, that increase your istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will protect you from His azab. Wherever there is azab that is coming or has come, if the people turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and they cry and they make istighfar and tawbah and they repent and they shed tears of nadamat, and especially in the late part of the night, the person raises his hand when there is nobody else to watch him. At that time there is nothing but ikhlas in his tawbah also. And the person cries before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or the whole community does that. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove the azab. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. This nafs is the dushman, so cry before Allah Ta'ala, put the head on the ground. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he dearly loves that person who puts his forehead on the ground and begs of him. Like that we raise our hands and make dua. But in sajda, the person is closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he's making salat and he goes down in sajda. So he places his heart in sajda and he cries before Allah. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens the doors of his maghfirat. So he says this istighfar, it is one of the means of protection from the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, istighfar. And then Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says that is akan al istighfar yufidul kuffar fa kayfa la yanfa'ul mu'minin al abrar. He says that when this istighfar, this ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed at that time, so if this istighfar was even beneficial to the kuffar, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because of that some kind of istighfar that they used to do, He did not wipe them all out completely, so then why should it not benefit those who are the righteous, pious believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Those who are believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how much more beneficial this istighfar will be to them. But then we have to take that little pain of restraining ourselves and pleasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then that istighfar will help. It must not be just lip service. There must be sincerity in it, that I want to give it up. I want to change my life. Daaghe hasrat hazaar khaaye hain, tab kahi jaake unko paaye hain. Daaghe hasrat hazaar khaaye hain, tab kahi jaake unko paaye hain. In haseenon se dil bachane mein, maine zakhm bhi bahut uthaye hain. Daaghe hasrat hazaar khaaye hain, tab kahi jaake unko paaye. We have to take that wound on our heart of regret. Hi. We'll have to take it. The person will look at what is happening around him, and now that young person, he will say that I cannot indulge and engage in those kind of sins and vices which my friends are engaging in. They are going to the discos and cinemas and theaters, and they've got so many different girls on the cell phone list, and they've got so much of other kind of haram in their lives. So this person says that I will take the daaghe hasrat hazar kae, I will not go towards it for the pleasure of my Allah. For Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure, I will not go towards it. I am the banda of Allah, not the banda of nafs and shaitan. So now when he's going to take those wounds on his heart, tab kahi jaake unko paaye. In haseenon se dil bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hai. For somebody it may be a pretty face. For somebody it may be the millions that's coming through the lotto and through all the other kinds of jackpots that people are winning. Now this person says, no, I am not going to go anywhere near that. I have been repeating that one example, and wallah, believe me, that so many people, I just can't understand. People are writing from different parts of the world, they're listening to it on the internet or somewhere, or Channel Islam or somewhere, and they say, we gave up our gambling habit after listening to that example. And yet we knew so much hadiths we were listening to and Quranic Sharif verses. And say that example, it just seemed to have hit our heart. Alhamdulillah, it's only Allah Ta'ala's fazal. So therefore, I have no hesitation in repeating it again. That the person who is winning, and because it is relevant to our times, the saliva of the people begins to flow, and we start saying how fortunate, how lucky this person is. 100 million he won, 60 million he won. Rolls Royce he won in the casino. Jackpot he struck. Now at that time, the person must just think that what is the difference for a Muslim and a mu'min, what is the difference? If that person is told that you have won 1 billion pigs, 1 million pigs or 100 million pigs, so therefore call and invite the newspaper photographers, call the radio and television and the media, that now they must record this event, that there will be a delivery of 100 million pigs for this Muslim. Will any Muslim like to receive it? Any Muslim in the true sense of the word, a Muslim, will he ever say that, never mind, let me take all the pigs, then tomorrow I can start selling pigs? Will he ever do that? Everybody will make tawbah, tawbah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, astaghfirullah, don't even mention the name pig. So what is the difference between that haram which comes through the casino and the haram that comes through the lotto and the haram that comes through jackpots, or the haram that comes via in the form of interest on loans that the person has given? What is the difference? It's equally haram. So he may immediately just think that what I am going to receive is nothing but pigs. So distance themselves. So daaghe hasrat hazar khaye hain, tab kahin ja ke unko paaye hain. In haseenon se dil bachane mein maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. And that is that gham that will generate the noor of taqwa in the heart. We heard of hydroelectric power those days. That is what was in vogue. That the force of the water used to generate the electricity. The greater the force of the water, the greater the power. We still have it in many places. So the taqazas, we say taqazas, the taqazas of sins will be great in the heart of every person. Shaitan and nafs going to make those taqazas. We talk about all kinds of taqazas and demands. The wife is making taqaza, the husbands are making taqaza, children are making taqaza, everybody is making taqaza, demand, demand, demand. Nafs and shaitan is also making great demands. Become my slave, be at my beck and call. Now this person is resisting them. So he's resisting. Now the greater the force of those demands, and the greater the resistance, the greater the noor of taqwa will light up in this person's heart. And the more the noor of taqwa will come, the more this person will find sukoon. He will find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's closeness and Allah ta'ala's marifat, Allah ta'ala's yaqeen. In everything he will see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat. He will see the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even in his pain and in his suffering and in his hardships and in his poverty and in his difficulties and in the prison and in his torture and in his beating up, being beaten up by someone unjustly. In everything this person will still have sukoon in his heart. Although he must ask for nothing but afiyat. We must not ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us doll every day. We must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the best. If a person likes biryani, then ask for biryani. But if doll comes every day also, then make shukar and eat it. So we must ask for afiyat, salamati, izzat, barakat, rahmat, qurb of Allah ta'ala, marifat of Allah ta'ala, yaqeen in Allah ta'ala, tawakkul in Allah ta'ala, zuhud and qanaat. We must ask for all these things. We must ask for good health, plenty of halal wealth. Ask for everything. But then whatever conditions come, then as long as the person is obedient to Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala out of his qudrat will give this person sukoon. In the midst of those flowers, or in the midst of those thorns, that flower will bloom. How many people Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed them with this kind of sukoon in their lives. But then we must have istiqamah, steadfast. We must become steadfast on our amal. Present we are like very, very lax, negligent, indifferent, heedless. If we feel like obeying Allah ta'ala, we obey. If we don't feel like, we don't. That is our condition. Whereas we must become like what the Shah Muhammad Anwar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi say, shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. Ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. Ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. That is the kind of heart that we have to make. That person can still make a slip and he can fall. But then that person will, Allah Ta'ala will not keep him in those gutters of shame and disgrace. Allah Ta'ala will take him out and remove him if accidentally he fell. Allah Ta'ala's love will know no bounds for him because he made the correct effort. So therefore it says, we were doing tafsir of this ayat, I don't know where we went, but in any case, well, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِزُنُوبِهِ. So they make istighfar. Over their sins, they make plenty of istighfar. Istighfar is tawbah, is asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of the past, and tawbah is a firm intention of not to return to those sins again in future. Now we may wonder that it's the same thing over and over. Well, the whole Quran Sharif, you'll find the same thing. All the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala, we are told to make amal on. we have to make amal on namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, ibadat, tilawat, zikr, and our nikahs, our walimahs, and everything else. We have to follow the Quran and Sunnah. Now our weakness and shortcoming, what are we going to do? So they again istighfar and tawbah. Throughout the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala keeps giving hope. But that hope is for those people who are making the effort in that direction. Who can have hope? The person who does nothing and he says, I've got great hope in the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He commits all kinds of sins purposely and says, but Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. Common sense tells us that only that farmer can have hope in his crops growing from the ground, who has first plowed the land, he has planted the seeds, he has removed the weeds, he has watered the crop, the ground, he's done everything that is required for seeds to germinate and grow. He's done all that. Now he waits. Now if you have to ask him, how's farming? He says, well, we've planted the seeds. Now we are waiting for some good rains and for the crop to grow. The person has done everything that has to be done, so now he is waiting for the crops to grow. Then there can be sometimes hail damage, there can be other damage and gale force wind and everything, or earthquake and tremor that destroyed his whole farm. But this person can have hope because he has done everything, so now he's waiting for the crops to grow. Take another person, he has done absolutely nothing. He's got a 10-acre farm. You ask him, how's everything going? He says, Alhamdulillah, I've got great hope in Allah Ta'ala, just waiting for the crops to grow. He says, have you planted the seeds? He says, no, not yet, I haven't planted any seeds, but waiting for the crops to grow. So will it ever grow from there? So we do that which Allah Ta'ala has asked us to do. We try at least. We take some steps in that direction. And then we hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, we haven't done justice. We can't do justice. Look at the people. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. Night time they are making ibadah, they are sleeping very little, they are engaging in tawbah, they are engaging in tahajjud, in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, in tasbihat, they are doing everything. And the morning they make istighfar, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness because we haven't been able to do justice. There is weakness in our amal. We haven't got that kind of ibadat which we can present to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as a gift. We don't have it. So they're making istighfar. Look at Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his son. They are building the Kaabatullah Sharif. They are Nabis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for acceptance. Taqabbal minna. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves those who make istighfar. So if we cannot do much ibadat, zikr, tilawat, do what little we can. But stay away from haram, turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and you will be surprised how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will find a way out in our problems. We will conclude on Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's example, which I have given many times, but it fits in here again, that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam informed them that Allah Ta'ala's azab will come. Because they were rejecting his message. 3 days time, Allah Ta'ala's azab will come. Second day, third day, as Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam saw the azab is coming. So he left them and went away. And the whole story about him going on the boat and then going into the sea, being thrown into the sea, and then the whale stomach. Now Now all that happened. This side, the whole community, they saw Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is gone now. So they started making tawbah, istighfar, crying, shedding tears of remorse and regret and repentance. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removed the azab. The azab which was already there was removed. So we know what we are facing in the world today. Suddenly there's tsunami, suddenly there's gale force wind, suddenly there's flood waters, suddenly there's cyclones and typhoons and tornadoes, and everything is taking place everywhere. But with istighfar and tawbah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove it. In the individual's life, Allah ta'ala will remove that earthquake which has shaken his heart and made his heart restless because of sins. Allah ta'ala will remove that. And if the whole community makes tawbah, Allah ta'ala will remove the azab of the community. So as Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, in the stomach of the whale, in the darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the stomach of the whale, and the darkness of the night. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In that darkness, three darkness, Allah Ta'ala responds, Allah Ta'ala replies, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala removes his gham and his grief and his worry and his problem. I'm not giving you the translation, just the gist. And then we know that he was delivered safely on the shore. And then look at all what Allah Ta'ala gave him after that. But the important thing is, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In other words, this is how we will go on saving those who are believers. So as Dr. Abdul Hayy Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, Senior Khalifa Hazrat Maulana Shafaqi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, if it is mentioned here that this is how we will go on saving the believers, so does it mean that every person now has to go into the stomach of the whale to read La ilaha illa anta subhanak? What it means is that we are also surrounded by different kinds of darknesses. Zulmat all around us, we can see nothing but zulmat and darknesses. Layers upon layers of darkness around us. The darkness of the movies, the Hollywood and the Bollywood. The darkness of drugs, the darkness of interest taking and gambling and rave clubs and discos and cinemas and nudity and shamelessness and indecency and obscenity and everything else that you can think of. What must we do? La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu min az-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhana. Inni kuntu min az-zalimin. Turn towards Allah. Allah Ta'ala will remove the gham and the hum and the pain and the problem and the suffering of the ummah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستضيفين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. أي الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, we are turning towards you as you have asked us to do in the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, we are not happy over our way of life. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We have no intention of returning to those sins. Ya Allah, we are making every intention not to return to those sins. Bless us with istiqamat in our tawbah. Give us some himmat and courage in our hearts, my beloved Allah. Make us strong against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to destroy us. No person has gained anything in commission of sins except restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Ya Allah, it brings nothing but embarrassment and shame for the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs aur shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs aur shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, where do we go? تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. میرا مولا میرا ہمارا بن جا. Become ours and make us yours. If you are ours, then our businesses will give us barakah. Our homes will give us comfort. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect us from your azab. Protect us from your azab. Protect us and safeguard us, my beloved Allah, from your wrath and anger. We know all our actions, my beloved Allah, as such that they invite your wrath and anger. But Ya Allah, you don't love punishment. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Mere Allah, ummat ki pareshaniyon ko dur kar de. Ummat ke gunahon ko maaf kar de. Open the floodgates of maghfirat and rahmat for the ummat. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or amongst us, bless each and everyone with shifa. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Bless us with trust in you, yaqeen in you, your marifat, your muhabbat, and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Ya Allah, tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Hone wale ijtima ko kamiyab farma. Ya Allah, مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما. حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما. مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما. تمام دینی اداروں کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Bless us with death in Madinah Tayyibah, with burial in Baqi. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill all their good wishes, good desires. And you are well aware of the hardship, the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the problem that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is suffering. Ya Allah, with your fazal, with your ihsan, with your kindness, remove the difficulties, hardships and problems. Don't test us, my Allah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه.
الرحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.